You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God brings us peace. Learn more about this through Gideon's story in week two of our series, Awesome God.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Victory Metro East. Thank you for joining us today. Last week, we talked about the meaning and the implications of the name I Am. And we learned that I Am means self-existent, eternal, and personal. Because of that, okay, we can trust God to do things in us, through us, and for us. And the most amazing thing about I Am is that He is immutable. Ibig po sabihin, He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And today, we will be looking at another name of God. And hopefully, it will give us more understanding of His nature and how He works in and through our lives. And also, ito na po yung second Sunday ng 2021. Ang ibig mong sabihin yan, tomorrow, we will be starting our prayer and fasting and consecration. And I hope that you have been preparing for this. Okay, every year, ginagawa po natin ito because we want to make sure that we start the year communing with God. So, you know, in the next 5 days, I pray that you will take time to listen to Him, that you will take extended time in reading His Word and in praying. Let us be expectant of God this year. You know why? Because He hears, He sees, He delivers. And like what I said, this is our second week of our series, Awesome God. And so we will be reading Judges chapter 6. And ang initial reading po natin is from verse 11 hanggang verse 17. So let me just read it to you right now before we pray. Judges chapter 6, verses 11 and following. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. And if you have your Bibles with you, please read along with me. Now, the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth of Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abizrite, while his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." And Gideon said to him, "Please, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all the wonderful deeds that our fathers recounted to us, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of Midian." And the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Do not I send you?" He said to him, "Lord, please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "But I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for today. And I ask that you would lead us and guide us. And Holy Spirit of God, would you speak to us through your word today? In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So today we will be talking about the idea that God is peace. But then the question that we want to ask ourselves is the same question that Gideon asked the angel of the Lord that was speaking to him. He said, if God is for us, why is all these things happening to us? Di ba? Parang ganun din natanong natin ngayon, di ba? With the COVID-19, 2020 was a very difficult year for all of us. And ang dami pong nangyari. Ito, you know, hanggang ngayon, we're still experiencing the pandemic. And now, we have to watch out for the mutation of this virus na pwedeng pumasok sa nation natin. And then, ang dami pa rin mga taong nahihirapan financially. May mga pamilya na namatay ng mga loved ones. So, there are so many things happening in our lives. And as we enter 2021, and as we start 2021, we're still wondering and asking the question, if God is for us, why has all these things happening to us? And then, you know, again, I just want to share with you, again, as we talk about the peace of God this week and this in this sermon, let me just say this to you. Peace is not found in the absence of trouble, but in the presence of God. Kaya ang tanong natin, is peace really possible? Can we have this kind of peace in the midst of chaos? What is the picture of peace? Serenity lang ba to? tranquility ba? Is it quietness? Is that what we're looking for? You see, in the story of Gideon, we will see that the people of Israel was in a real bad situation. The text actually says that they were brought really low because of the Midianites. They were afraid and always on the lookout. They could not really do whatever they want. Okay, they couldn't go out freely from their homes. They couldn't party and make a lot of noise, fearing their enemies might come and attack them. They have to do things differently, not to call attention to themselves. Para bang familiar sa atin yan? Di ba parang ganun din yung ginawa natin? Last Christmas, iba rin yung way of celebrating natin. Nung New Year's Eve, iba rin, di ba? Although we're not afraid of an enemy, a physical enemy, but we are kind of not afraid, but being careful of the, you know, of this COVID-19, this virus. So, medyo alam po natin yung, medyo nauunawaan natin yung sinasabi niya, ni Gideon, but maybe not in the same way that they were experiencing it. But they were in a similar situation. They couldn't do a lot of things the way that they used to do. Okay, and so makikita po natin dito, there are few observations that I would like to point out in this passage that we just read and the things that we will be reading on later on. And I would like us to, we will learn to understand yung dealing ni Lord sa atin as His covenantal people. I would like us to start, okay, again, by saying this, that peace is not found in the absence of trouble, but in the presence of God. Peace is not found in the place of serenity or tranquility. So let's dive into the word, okay? Let's dive into the text and see what this is happening. Okay, observation number one. Let's jump to verse 12. Okay, verse 12, it says, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." Okay, mighty man of valor. And then NLT says, mighty hero. Amplified version says, mighty man of fearless courage. And then the message said, mighty warrior. Oh, mighty warrior. So what God, you know, when God first spoke to Gideon, the first thing he said is that he said that he's a mighty warrior. He said that he's got strength. And yet, this startled Gideon. He couldn't believe what the angel is saying to him because where was he when the angel spoke to him? Nagtatago po siya. He didn't want to be seen, okay, by the Midianites. He was actually doing things that he was supposed to do somewhere else. And yet, because of the fear of the Midianites, nagtago po siya. Nandun po siya sa wine pressing, okay? Hindi po dun ginagawa yung threshing dapat. And yet, that is exactly where he was because he was afraid. He was afraid. He was hiding. And yet, God said to him, mighty warrior. And that is why si Gideon sumagot. Di ba? Sagot niya, parang hindi yata ako nag-agree dyan. Kaya ngayon, verse 13, sabi dun sa NLT, "Sir," Gideon replied, "if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about? Didn't they say the Lord brought us up out of Egypt? But now, the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites." That's very interesting. Because here, what Gideon is saying is that in his observation, if God is for us, ang sabi niya, bakit he abandoned us? Not only did he say he abandoned us, but he handed us over to the Midianites. But you know what Gideon is saying is partially true. Parang sinasabi niya, this is all of God, this is God's doing. Which is true, but not completely true. Why did I say that? Well, when you look at verse 1, okay, let's read verse 1. Ito po yung reason bakit sila nandun doon where they're at right now. "The people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hands of Midian 7 years. The reason why they are in and where they're at right now, it's not because of God's doing, but it was because of their own doing. Alam mo, minsan ganun din tayo, di ba? Maybe some of you here are feeling this way, you know? 2021 started really slow for you. 2021 was difficult for you. And now you're saying, I feel like God has abandoned me. I feel like that God has handed me over to economic crisis. I feel like that God has abandoned me and handed me over to sickness. I feel like I feel like that God has abandoned me, that He has handed me over to economic crisis and to, worst of all, faith crisis. You're not even sure if God is with you anymore. But verse 1 is explaining to us the reason why this was happening. It was not because it was God's doing. It wasn't because God was punishing them. It was because of the consequence of their sin. Very interesting po. Pag tinignan po natin yung sa Deuteronomy chapter 31, ito po yung sinasabi ni Lord kay Moses. Even before this happened. Sabi ni, this is what the Lord said. The Lord said to Moses, "You're about to die and join your ancestors. After you are gone, this people will begin to worship foreign gods, the gods of the land where they are going. They will abandon me and break my covenant." Okay, that's it. They will break my covenant. God has made a covenant with them. And yung covenant na to, merong ano yan, merong condition. When you obey God, God will be with you. When you disobey God, you will be, okay, something will happen to you. And look at what happened here. "And that I have made with them, and then my anger will blaze forth against them. And I will abandon them." Yun nga yung feeling nila, di ba? And then the text is saying, "I will abandon them, hiding my face from them." But not completely abandoning them. Hiding my face from them, and they will be devoured. Terrible trouble will come down on them, and on that day, they will say, "These disasters have come down on us because God is no longer among us. And at that time, I will hide my face from them on account of all the evil they commit by worshiping other gods." See, the reason why they were experiencing this problem with the Midianites was not because it was all of God's doing. It wasn't because God has abandoned them, but it was actually because they have abandoned God. And maybe you are experiencing that same feeling na nararamdaman ni Gideon and ng people of Israel during that time. Maybe the question that you need to ask is, did God really abandon me, or did I abandon God? Did I obey God's word, or did I disobey God's word? Many times we're so quick at pointing our fingers on God, and yet we have forgotten that we have not been obeying and living according to His word. Observation number 2. Okay, so what we see in observation number 1 is that you can find strength in God. That's what we can see. Gideon could not see that. And yet God saw that in him, that he is a mighty warrior. Maybe again, you're here today and you're feeling that you are weakling. You are nobody. You know what? God sees you differently. You are a mighty warrior. Sabihan mo yung katabi mo. Kasama mo sa bahay right now. Sabihan mo lang, "You're a mighty warrior." Okay, i-chat mo. I-chat mo sa kaibigan mo. "Bro, you're a mighty warrior." God is among us. Observation number 2. Okay, the passage we read earlier in Deuteronomy and in verse 1 explains that the situation the nation was in. And yet, God saw all these things before they all happened. Okay, bago pa nangyari ito, ito yung maganda kay God, yung I am. Hindi lang siya eternal, but He's also all-knowing. Di ba alam niya na yung mangyayari? Alam niya yung mangyayari. All right. So God already saw this coming, and even the reaction of the people was known to Him. They were unfaithful to the covenant that God has made with them. Verse 14 says, go in the might of yours. Not only did He say that He's a mighty warrior, now He's saying, go in the might of yours. Teka muna. Yung tingin nga ni Gideon sa sarili niya mababa eh. And yet, God was telling him that you have strength. Other translations would say, go with the strength that you have. May strength ako? Okay? Go in your might. Go in the strength that is yours. I mean, over and over, when you read different translations, it will tell you the same thing, that Gideon actually has strength. Not in his own self, but in God. And yet, he didn't realize that yet. That is why, ang sabi ni Gideon ito, hindi niya maintindihan eh. Di ba? Hindi niya maintindihan yung sinasabi ni God. Hindi niya ma-comprehend. Hindi niya ma-real, hindi niya maiunawaan yung sinasabi ni God na, "I'm a mighty warrior. Not only that, do I have strength." That is why he said in verse 15, "But Lord," Gideon replied, "how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least in my entire family." You see, Gideon cannot understand, nor does not want to understand what God was saying to him. Alam mo, pag inisip po natin, very similar to sa nangyari kay Moses last week.
Diba in the burning bush, when God called him, when he had an encounter with God, ano sabi ni Moses? God, iba na lang. Diba? I can't speak well. I don't know what to do. I do not know, you know, if I can do this. You know, this is very similar, no? Very similar yung ano ni Gideon kay God when he was saying this. Because when you look at the entire chapter 6, you will find out, and even in the latter chapters, you will know that hindi talaga pinakamababa o pinakamahina sa entire tribe ng Manasseh yung family nila. Why? Because he has his own servant. Okay, may servant mismo si Gideon. So, meron silang kaya. And then when you see that his father actually holds, a leadership position in the city. Because he would speak in front of them. So, medyo talagang ito, more of excuses. Diba? And yet, God is saying to them, you know, you will find strength in me. You already have strength. You see, the problem with us many times, even as believers, diba, we can easily get overwhelmed by the things that is around us, overwhelmed by the problem that we're facing. And then when we're so focused with the problem that we neglect that who is it that is talking to us and speaking to us, nakakalimutan natin that we actually have strength. Because God sees you differently in the way we see ourselves. Observation number 3. Okay, ito pa yung sinabi niya in verse 16, but I will be with you. Okay, not only is God called him a mighty warrior, not only did God said to him that you have strength with me, but this is the most amazing part. But this is the most amazing part. He said, I will be with you. I will be with you. Not only will I be with you, you shall strike the Midianites as one man. One man. Can you imagine that? Kailangan po natin maunawaan ito, no? Kasi when you look at this, the way they saw the enemies at this point, in verse 3, whenever the Israelites planted their crops, marauders from Midian, Amalek, and the people of the east would attack Israel, camping in the land and destroying the crops as far away as Gaza. They left the Israelites with nothing to eat. Can you imagine? God has given them this land, and yet they had nothing to eat. They were the one who planted, and yet they had nothing to eat. Taking all the sheep, goats, cattle, and donkeys, and these enemies' hordes, these enemy hordes coming with their livestock and tents and were as thick as locusts, they arrived on droves of camels too numerous to count. And they stayed until the land was stripped bare, and so Israel was reduced to starvation by the Midianites. You see, in all this, Gideon wasn't aware of who it was conversing with him. It was clear to him that God has abandoned them and handed them over to the Midianites. That is why there was no peace in the land. That is why they were stripped bare. That is why they were left and reduced to starvation by the Midianites. There was no peace in his heart. They were turmoil externally. Okay, if you read the text, they were hiding. They made dens in mountains and caves. They were extremely afraid. Not only were there turmoil externally, but there were turmoils within his heart as well. Because in his mind, again, God has abandoned them. And I feel that some of us feel the same today. That many of us feel that God has abandoned us and has handed us over to COVID-19 and to economic crisis and worst of all, to faith crisis. Many can't feel that God is around. But again, the question is, did God abandon them? Or did they abandon God? See, when you look at that, those are all the situation and that they were saying, that they were actually experiencing, and yet God sees it so differently. And yet Gideon couldn't see it. And that is why when we get to the latter part of the story in verse 23, this is so amazing, okay? Ito talagang amazing because when you look at this, he will realize, Gideon will realize, perceived and understood and comprehend that it was actually the Lord conversing with him. For the longest time, he didn't know that it was God himself speaking to him. And that is why God gave him an assurance of peace. In verse 23, he says, peace to you, do not fear. You shall not die. After God has given him all these things, after God has described him the way that he couldn't see himself, and then now God told him, peace to you, Not to the nation yet, not to the neighbors around you, but to you. You know, this is so amazing about God. The I am is so personal. You see, He wants to give you peace. And God spoke to Gideon personally. And that is what is so amazing. He gave him the assurance that peace is around. And then the message is easy now. Don't panic. You won't die. Alam po ninyo, yung pag magtatanong ka, bakit natakot si Gideon eh, no? Bakit natakot si Gideon when he realized that he was speaking not only to the angel of the Lord, but to the Lord Himself? The great I am was actually speaking to him. That is why he was afraid. Di ba sabi ng text, Gideon has heard the stories recounted to them by their fathers, by their forefathers, telling them that they were brought up out of Egypt, out of slavery, and God has delivered them. And he's probably heard of how people responded when they realized it is God that they were speaking to. You know, when you look at Hagar in Genesis 16, she was afraid, realizing it was God that was talking to him. Jacob was also, afraid when he realized it is God speaking to him. The people of Israel were afraid of God. And then God Himself said this to Moses when Moses was asking to show him his face. This is what God said, "But you may not look directly to my face, for no one may see me and live." And yet, in all these things, God said, "Peace to you." You see, what this tells me is that God is saying to Gideon that peace was never gone. That peace has never left them. It is them who actually were so focused on the different things and the things that are happening around them that they have forgotten that the God of Israel is still with them. Because peace is not found in the absence of trouble, but in the presence of God. But what is peace? Peace is wholeness. God's gift of wholeness, bringing His wellness and prosperity internally and externally. It's not tranquility. It's not like tranquility and serenity, okay? It's not the absence of trouble. No, it's not the absence of trouble. But do you remember, you know, can you remember the story of David when he was fighting Goliath? You know, he was fighting this giant so tall, and he was so, you know, I'm sure he's got peace because he said, "I'm going to, you know, God will deliver you to me, to my hand today." But the situation was still tense, right? I mean, he was probably wondering, how am I going to kill this giant? I mean, he's got javelin, he's got spear, he's got his sword, he's got shield, he's got this helmet. How am I going to overcome this guy? And yet he had peace in his heart. But it was a very difficult situation. There was trouble right there in front of him, and yet he had peace. Same is true with Daniel. Do you think Daniel was really calm when he was thrown into the lion's den? I am sure he had peace. But I am also pretty sure that he was feeling something there because the lion is right in front of him. And many children's Bible depict Daniel as a young man when he was thrown into the lion's den. But really, when you read the Bible, he was probably quite old when he was thrown into the lion's den. And yet, he had peace because peace is not found in the absence of trouble, but in the presence of God. Same is true with Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. I can just imagine, you know, them being thrown in the fiery furnace. They were on fire. I mean, they were thrown into fire, literally fire, trouble, literally, and yet they had peace. But they were in trouble. Again, peace is not found in the absence of trouble, but in the presence of God. See, what happened here is when Gideon finally realized that it was God speaking to him, finally realized what was happening, You have to find out, what was the turning point? What was the turning point of the story of Gideon? Why did all of a sudden, he worshiped God, all of a sudden he realized, and then his response to God was different. He was no longer questioning God. Why?
Well, verse 22 will tell us why. Then Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord. And Gideon said, "Alas, Lord, O Lord God, for now I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." Finally, he saw God. He realized, he perceived, he understood, he comprehended that it was God himself speaking to him. You know, when he realized that, and then when he actually acknowledged the peace that God was giving him, it wasn't an external peace. It was more of an internal peace. He realized that in the midst of chaos, in the midst of all the Midianites and all the people of the east fighting against them, he can have peace because he is in the very presence of God. Kaya nga po yung response niya, napakaganda in verse 24. And Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and named it Yahweh Shalom, which means the Lord is peace. And that altar remained in Ophrah in the land of the clan of Abiezer to this day. See what happened to Gideon from fearfully threshing wheat in the winepress to peacefully worshiping God. I mean, that's the goal. You see, when you realize that it is God is that God is with you, no matter what is happening around you, you will have peace. You see, as we land this preaching, the question we ask at the beginning of the sermon is, if God is for us, why all these things happening to us? Where is the peace of God? Again, let me answer you. Peace is not found in the absence of trouble, but in the presence of God. So in application, what does this mean to us? Well, whatever trouble we're in right now, when we have the peace of God with us, we will realize that God is with us. We will realize that God is our strength. And then we will realize that God is sending us to pursue His plan and purpose. That's what we will realize. And then we will worship Him. You see, in fact, Jesus said the same thing in John 16:33. "I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me." See, not only is peace found in the presence of God, but peace is found in the person of Jesus Christ. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. Peace is not in the absence of danger, but in the presence of God. Now, you might be here today and listening to this preaching, and you are feeling overwhelmed by what is happening around you. Maybe you've lost loved ones, or maybe you've lost your business. Maybe relationship is not doing well. Maybe your health is not doing well. Let me tell you something. God has not abandoned you, but He is with you. And He can see you differently in the way you see yourself. You feel that you're weak, but God is saying, "You are a mighty warrior. My strength is in you." You know, Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says this: "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us." See, peace that Jesus gives is not the absence of trouble, but rather the confidence that He is there with you always. Let me say that again. Peace that Jesus gives, it's not the absence of trouble, but it's rather the confidence that He is there with you always. And as I end, I want to pray for some of us today. And I want us just to realize that in the midst of our trouble, we can have peace. Not because of, you know, something else, but because of knowing that Jesus is with you. Knowing that Jesus died for you. Knowing that He came and that He is with you, that He will never leave you nor forsake you. So I want to pray for some people today. I want to pray for people who feel that God has abandoned you and handed you over to problems. Maybe the question you want to ask is, have I abandoned God and His ways? Because He will never abandon you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's with you, even at this very moment. Lord, I just pray for these people who feel that You have abandoned them. Lord, may you remind them today that not only peace is with them, but You're with them. That You have never really left them. But You've always been seeking them out, trying to get them, trying to call their attention, trying to get them to come before You. Lord, thank You. Not only do You give us peace, but You also give us strength. Now, I feel that there are some people here who sense that you are nothing. You have nothing to give. There's nothing that you can do to overcome sinful pattern in your life. And yet God is saying to you, no, you have the strength because I am with you. Many of us feel that we're weak, yet God is saying, no, you're not weak because the Holy Spirit of God is with you. The same power that resurrected Christ from the dead is the same power that is in you. Therefore, you can win and have victory over sin. One last group of people I want to pray for today before we end. You see, peace comes from the very person of Jesus Christ. And if you have never surrendered your life to Christ, that peace will continue to elude you. The only way to get that peace, the only way to find that peace is the same way the nation of Israel got it. In verse 10, in verse 6, it says, And Israel was brought very low because of Midian, and the people of Israel cried out for help to the Lord. If you want peace today, peace that is not just externally but internally, that is not just temporal but eternal, you have to cry out to God. You have to cry out to Jesus and ask Him to come into your heart and to give you peace that passes all understanding. Peace that this world cannot give. Peace that this world cannot understand. If you're here today and you feel that you have never surrendered your life to Christ, I would like to pray for you at this very moment. If you will just pray the simple prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I acknowledge that peace is not found in the absence of trouble, but in the presence of God. And Lord, I ask for Your presence to come into my heart. Jesus, I open my heart to receive You as my shalom, my peace, nothing broken, nothing missing in my life. Thank You for the forgiveness of my sin, and thank You for the gift of eternal life. Thank You for the gift of the Holy Spirit and the peace that You're giving me today, that I can face whatever trouble comes my way, because You're always with me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. And I pray that you will prepare your heart as we start our prayer and fasting and consecration tomorrow. Let me just speak a word of blessing to all of us. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace now and forevermore. Amen. The Lord bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.